Thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. And I want to talk to you tonight about Psalm 51. Psalm 51 is a prayer that David prayed for pardon. Nathan the prophet had come to him after he had gone into Bathsheba, and of course we know that David sent her husband Uriah to the front line, and he was killed there. It was a deliberate act by David, and so David is asking for forgiveness. It's a sinner's prayer for pardon, but it's also a prayer that can be prayed for restoration in any situation, whether it's physical, mental, financial, emotional, whatever you need. If you need restoration in any area of your life, pray this prayer for a week or so with a pure heart and be dedicated to being restored and forgiven and repenting. Repent for all sins, known and unknown. And so we go to God with a pure heart and we are humbled before the throne of grace. Be gracious to me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the greatness of thy compassion. Blot out all of my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done what is evil in thy sight, so that thou art justified when thou dost speak, and blameless when thou dost judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, thou dost desire truth in the innermost being, and in the hidden part thou wilt make me know wisdom. Purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. So hyssop was the plant that was used to put the blood over the doorpost. And so it's considered a cleansing herb. Make me to hear joy and gladness. Let the bones which thou hast broken rejoice. Hide thy face from my sin and blot out all of my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from thy presence, and don't please take thy Holy Spirit from me. He's saying you can take anything you want, but just don't take the Holy Spirit, because I know that's what sustains me. And we should say the same thing. Take kingdoms, you can take riches, but don't take your Holy Spirit from me, please. Restore me to the joy of thy salvation and sustain me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach others. I will teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners will be converted. I'll bring others to be converted to you. Deliver me from thy blood, from blood guiltiness, O Lord, God of my salvation. Then my tongue will joyfully sing thy righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, that my mouth may declare thy praise. For thou dost not delight in sacrifice, otherwise I would give it. Thou art not pleased with burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a humble spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. By thy favor, do good to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then thou wilt delight in righteous sacrifices and burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then young bulls will be offered on thine altar. Amen. And if we pray that with purity and clean hearts, knowing that we have committed sins, known and unknown, but we're asking God to forgive us and restore us and restore us to joy and gladness. We thank you, Lord, for this beautiful psalm and the words that David spoke to you as he prayed for pardon from his great sin. In Jesus' name and by his blood that he shed on Calvary, we pray. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless your house and bless your families and bless my family. Amen. All those who are listening. Thank you.